This is the Jason and Alexis Show podcast, presented by our delightful friends at the Freehouse.
Look for new menu items like their better-for-you comfort foods, including the tuna poke bowl and spaghettini primavera, plus seasonal favorites like the new maple grain salad, beef stroganoff, and carrot cake.
Lex and Dawn, I have a great idea. After the show, I'm going to take you to the Freehouse for breakfast. And Lex? Oh,
yes, Jace?
Guess what they have.
Something delicious as usual. Is there something new?
No, it's something old. Something barred and something blue. No, it's something old, but it's one of their classics. The breakfast burrito, Lex. It's a burrito.
Wow.
Yes, I'm in.
It's the size of Dawn's left arm.
Wow, that's a big burrito.
Yummy.
Are we marrying the Freehouse?
We are. We're marrying the Freehouse. And we're also going to hold our reception there because they also have new items as well for the season. So they have the tuna poke bowl. Love that.
Yum.
They have a fabulous beef stroganoff. They have a maple grain salad. So, you know, if we're being healthy, ladies, we can get that.
That's what I'll have.
I knew you were going to say that. Well, then while you're eating that, Lex and I can have their carrot cake.
I love carrot cake. Let's do it.
I know you do. So carrot cake, we'll get the maple grain salad for Dawn, and then we'll get a side breakfast burrito for Alexis to take home. Sound good?
Delicious.
I knew you would like this idea. And you will too, my talkers. Head to the Freehouse. You can order online and make reservations at freehousempls.com.
I need information I needed 5 minutes ago.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. An everything entertainment update heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
So, what's new in your world?
More about George Clooney. In this GQ article that just came out, he opened up about some of his critics. Now, I can't believe that somebody would actually troll George Clooney or criticize him. I mean, what has he done, right?
Yeah.
So he says that he has special stationery and he like writes handwritten letters about to his people that are criticizing
that hate
him.
On him.
That his assistant calls George versus the world. Those letters that he takes into his own hands. And then he also loves Chrissy Teigen clapping back at people. He says, I have so much more fun watching Chrissy Teigen. Somebody steps into her world and you go, oh, I wouldn't do that, dude.
Yeah,
it's so much fun. Like somebody who thinks they're really smart and you just go, oh, you brought a knife to a gunfight.
So, yeah. That's funny. Well, I do the same thing for a site on Twitter called Super 70s Sports.
Uh-huh.
And somebody criticizes him and oh man, he chops them into a little pieces and it just fills my heart with joy.
Yeah. I think
some people go after him because Clooney has causes that mean a lot to him. And, you know, there's a section of the population that, you know, it's the Dixie Chicks shut up and sing. They don't want actors using their voice for anything other than reading scripts.
Stay in your lane.
And it's like they're people, too. I don't subscribe to that. But there are people out there that feel that way.
Oh, okay. Speaking of sports, a new study says that 60% of sports fans are not interested in attending live sports events until there's a COVID-19 vaccine. That's good news. Only 29% are willing to go, with 11% saying they're not sure. So I think that's good. That's encouraging that people are like, we shouldn't
It's
be
one
doing
thing
that.
To sit in the stands and worry about the guy behind you barfing on you or spilling beer, but to get the COVID, I don't think so.
Yeah. Because you're sitting there for an inordinate amount of time. You're not moving around a store like a Target in a mask. That's the difference.
Right.
You're sitting stationary, sucking in Bubba's air behind you.
And sucking in some beer. You know, they can't stop you from eating and drinking, so masks are going to be off. And, it's just a dangerous game to play. New York City is closing schools again and amid the rising coronavirus cases. The New York Times reports the shutdowns begin today, just after 2 months of in-person classes. They've surpassed the 3% seven-day average positive rate threshold that's been set to trigger school closures. And Mayor Bill de Blasio did not appear at a scheduled press conference yesterday, but he did issue a tweet shortly after confirming the threshold has been met. So it's like, you can just tweet that out. You don't have to show up to the press conference. That's kind of interesting to me.
Wow.
But this is really sad because they were one of the most hard hit in the beginning of the pandemic that's just changed New York. And now they're having to go back in. But this is all necessary. It's all necessary, people.
Yeah, and it's funny. I have friends that are in New York, and I haven't had an opportunity to say this. When people are like, oh, New York is ruined. It's never going to be the same. I have friends in New York that are like flipping you the bird. They're like, yeah. New York is fine. It's like the same people. I have relatives that still think Minneapolis is burning. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, man, I live in downtown Minneapolis. I'm fine.
The smoke is cleared.
It's yeah. Because anyway, I'm done.
All right, that's the latest dirt. You can find more on our app and mytalk1071.com.
That is brand new information. My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour. And at 820, 1220, and 520 on My Talk 1071.
Whoa. How? What a thing. What a great song. Now, see, now that's a song to come back to. Not that crap from Louis Capaldi. Now, Holly, that's quality right there.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's Rocco that put those in.
Rocco, that's quality right there. Sorry, Holly.
Poor Holly. That's good.
I know. I love the Holly. Oh, whenever I think of Holly, I think of a lot of things, but I think of the day I owe her a steak dinner for the rest of her life. She was the poor soul. This was right before Dawn McClain started.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Holly had to deliver the news to Alexis and myself and to all of you that Project Down and Dirty was going to be Rock Band. And she had to deliver that news, and I was apocalyptic.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I remember that because I would listen every day to you guys. I would listen to the morning replay that happens before our show starts, because mm-hmm. that's the only time I could really, you know, listen before, because I was doing my own morning show in Missouri. So I would listen to an hour of that, and I heard you guys get this news, and I knew I was moving there and had to participate. And your reaction was so great, because there was the longest pause ever. And I'm like, oh my God, what is this? What am I walking into?
I remember that day, and sometimes I say this quite often. This show, all of us, Colleen and Brad, we're all slightly hyper reality versions of ourselves.
Oh, you know, for just, sure. It's like a cartoon version of yourself.
Very much so. I mean, you know, when we have serious conversations, that's authentic, and that's who we really are. But, you know, I ramp things up a lot for the show just to try to make you laugh. I will say this until the day I leave this job. That was probably one of the most authentic anger moments I've ever had on the show. I was so not happy. I was so...
That's one way of putting it.
I was so... That and the... there's only been two times where that's not true. There's that, and when Lex and I were doing the obstacle course for Project Down and Dirty Military Boot Camp, that was when I was like, no, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What the hell are we doing?
It seems like way worse than the Rock Band, though.
Yeah, I'm like, this goes way beyond the parameters of what we should be doing as radio hosts. And then it took a new, then that took a whole turn when Alexis fell, you know, from the rope ladder or the rope wall. Somebody just recently asked me about that, and they hadn't heard it, the story, for a while. And I said, yeah, I said, that was so frightening on so many levels. Because that was, Lex and I were both dreading that obstacle course. And it was an obstacle course that the military really uses. And unlucky for us, it was raining that day. So we had to balance on logs. We had to, you know, where you see the men and women in the mud trying to go underneath barbed wire. You know, they have to crawl. Well, it wasn't barbed wire. It was just wire. But we had to crawl in the mud. And then we had to, you know, jump over these, we look like little horses. We had to jump over these pole vaulting things. And And then we Lex and I got to the wall, and the wall was the final thing.
It's just like a movie about, if you've watched any boot camp movie, you know?
Stripes?
Yeah. Stripes? It was like Stripes. It really was. It was like gay Stripes.
Yeah.
And
I'm willing to learn.
I'm sure that there's a lot of Stripes.
That was a key line in Stripes.
Yeah. Believe me. Believe me. I wanted to ask and tell to get out of that one, but I wanted to be asked, and I would have told.
Ask and tell.
Yeah. I am a flaming homosexual. Yes. Do not admit me. But we got, I remember Lex and I got to the second to final challenge, which I believe were those poles that we had to like jump over, but we walked over them. And Lex looked at me and she goes, "We're at the wall. We're at the wall. It's the final thing." And Lex is to my left, and we're climbing up this rope wall, and it's really tall. And I don't like heights. I don't like ladders. Lex doesn't either. And we're climbing up, but I'm so happy that this is done. I'm like laughing, and I'm saying to her, I remember every detail of this. I'm like, "Girl, we did it. We did it. We're done." And I get to the top first. Because Lex had little legs. I mean, Lex has, you know, my legs are longer than hers. So Lex is catching up, and I see her out of my peripheral vision. I see her to my left, and I see her coming up. She reaches the same height as me, and Lex went to stick her right leg onto one of the levels, and her leg went right through the rope wall.
Uh-huh.
Then she went horizontal and she fell.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
She and I just watched her fall, mm-hmm. and there's nothing I could do. And then she fell right on the ground horizontal and reverberated. I mean, I saw her like the air. I watched the air kind of get knocked out of her. And I'm like, "Oh, my goodness." And then, you know, all Harry Carey broke loose, and, you know, we took her to the hospital, and It was nutter butters. It's probably one of the weirdest, scariest, oddest experiences of my years here at My Talk. And then, you know, then she was fine. She was off for a while, obviously, with a concussion and stuff. But yeah, it was crazy. You hear people talk about when they're in situations like that where everything's in slow motion. That's truly what it was like. It was like I watched her fall in slow motion. And yeah, and then that night we had a party at this house, and Julia was how do we say this?
Bleep-faced.
She might have been overserved.
Might
have been a little. So it was the juxtaposition of I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. We had Alexis in the hospital, and we had Julia.
Obviously really mourning and caring about Alexis, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. Julia still didn't know Alexis's name at that point.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
So it was just the weirdest night, because I wasn't really in the mood to party. I was, you know, and B. Arthur and I were just kind of like, but and that ended up to be, because of the challenges, I never list that as one that I hate, because I conquered a lot of fears in that one.
Okay.
And it was way more emotional. Rock Band, I just had a vile hatred for.
Yeah.
Just a vile. And then I infected you with that. And then B. Arthur and I yelled at each other.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Remember that? I didn't know. I was trying to fit in, you know, here at the station. And
yeah.
I was on the air for the first time with you guys because you actually, you were out the first week that I was on because of your uncle, I believe.
Yeah, my uncle.
Your uncle
Ed
passed away. Yes.
Yes.
So anyway, the first time I really met you guys, I was doing Project Down and Dirty. And so I'm listening to you guys go off on how much you hate but you were just like, going doubling down. And I'm like, all right, well, this is what they do. So I was trying to, you know, making notes about my experience and talking about it. And I think B. Arthur called you, didn't she? And she was like, "You're making Dawn feel like she has to say all this negative stuff, which I didn't complain. I just didn't know what to do. I'm just trying to fit in. Then I talked smack about Lori and Julia.
Because they got up.
I couldn't. I had never met any people like this before who were just, you know, because I have a theater background. So the idea of standing up and telling the musical director, no, no, no. And getting up there and saying, we're not doing all of this song. You're cutting out these verses. I was kind of horrified. To be honest, I was kind of horrified. And I was like, I can't believe that. Like, I was just kind of floored, sort of like fish out of water, didn't know what was happening. So I talked about that on the air. And then Lori and Julia come up to me and they're like, so, I guess the new girl is talking smack about us. And I actually cried. They made me cry because I just didn't. I was like, you guys, I was trying to adjust to living in Minnesota and all this stuff. And apparently some Lori and Julia fans tweeted them and were telling them, boy, she's just being a real biatch to you guys. So they came after me. I was crying. Colleen was like consoling me during Rock Band behind the scenes. I had a migraine because I ate some red onions. I mean, it was.
Sorry, that's not funny, but it was.
It was just a lot. It was a lot. And then we had to learn that stupid dance. I mean, we had to learn that. That dance.
Yeah, it was bad. No, that was the. You're right. You're right about all of that. It was one of three giant fights that I've had with B. Arthur. giant. Like,
she's like, turn your attitude around. Is that what she told you?
Okay. Oh, yeah. She pulled me aside, and it was face-to-face. And we had to go in the parking lot. We were screaming at each other. And I mean screaming. And she was telling me all about myself, and I was telling her why she was wrong, and you knew what you were getting, and this is supposed to be, I remember, Kitty, I looked at her, and I go, you said this is supposed to be a reality show on the radio. Well, the reality is, I don't like it. And she goes, I don't want to hear your reality. I want you to do your job. And I was like, oh God, I'm thinking about it now. And somebody pulled up, one of the band members that didn't work for us pulled up in the parking lot and heard us screaming. And they looked like, what the hell is this? Like, what are we involved in? What are these two maniacs screaming at each other for? But yeah. Oh, it was good. Project Dawn and Dirty Memories. It is 8:18. When we come back, we're going to do another winner for our contest. And Dawn has the Dirt Alert. Stay with us.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
And right now, you're wondering if your name is going to be called for our Live for Free contest. And for that, before we do the Dirt Alert, Dawn McClain has the name. Who do we have, Dawn?
All right. We got our last hour winner. Thank you to Steph Burr for calling in. And this hour's winner is Leanne Schumacher of Crystal. Woo! You have 10 minutes to call us back. If you do, you're going to win $100 and enter to win the grand prize of $10,000. Give us a call. Once again, Leanne Schumacher of Crystal, 651-641-1071.
That's right. 10 minutes starts now. Give us a call. Dawn's going to do the Dirt Alert. If you have to step away, Dawn, I am here to step in for the Dirt Alert.
Okay. Yes. Well, I will just get started here by doing a little crown talk and Mariah Carey. You know, she never actually endorses anything except for herself, as we all know. But The Crown, Netflix actually sent her a promotional box of, it looks like there's liquor in there. And I have a little video of her unboxing that gift. It's all about Margaret Thatcher and promoting season 4 of The Crown.
Look at this. It's The Crown, okay? So it's like the red box where the queen or the king gets the red box. And I'm excited. They sent this to me. Thank you so much. Look at the attention to detail. I don't even know what to say. This is real. This is a moment. This is what they sent. In honor of season 4, we wish to offer a rare glimpse into the Iron Lady herself, Margaret Thatcher. This will get edited, I know. Look at the secret surprise of the Margaret Thatcher situation. Listen, I don't know what to say. If you haven't watched The Crown, you are missing out. Go watch season one. Watch it through now. I don't even do this type of thing. I never do this. It's the best. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
So wow. Cool to see that she's really excited about The Crown.
You know who else is excited, guys? Along with Mariah Carey, you know who else watches the show and can't wait?
Who?
Old man Joe Souchere.
Really?
No way.
And I threatened yesterday that we were going to call him and have him on the air so you guys could break it all down. He goes, hell no! Which means, in my world, that means, oh, hell yes.
Oh, that is good to know.
Soosh watches The Crown.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Yeah.
He also watches,
this is even bigger news, and we really rode him hard yesterday for this. He watches Hallmark Christmas movies.
What?
Because he says he likes to predict where it's going next. They're so predictable. We rode him hard.
Oh my god. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's vying for your job, Jason. I think you better watch out.
So, that's why you watch. That's why I read Playboy for the articles in the 80s. Sure.
My gosh. All right. More about The Crown. This season is all about Prince Charles, how he married Prince Diana, his relationship with Camilla Parker Bowles. And so Vogue did this article about, it's in The Crown, Josh O'Connor, who plays Prince Charles, is reminding us that Prince Charles was once hot. So they go on to say that if you did not grow up in this era in the 70s, he was the world's most eligible bachelor. Even so, I mean, he dated a lot of people. There were always pictures of him, like, windsurfing with his shirt off. And people, you know, all the news outlets made a big deal about how hot he was.
It looks like Austin Powers. Come on.
I mean, you know what? If you look at some of the pictures that this Vogue article has, you're like, all right, I could see that. Even so much that Richard Nixon actually tried to set his daughter up with him. She went on a date with him in 1970, Trisha Nixon. They have a picture of them. She actually took him to, I think, a football game. And she just gushed about him because people, of course, took pictures and the world knew that they went out on this date. And she said that he was just so charming and they had this great time. Well, he did not have the same idea of how the date went down. This is he did not say anything about it. But people on the inside that wrote articles about it said that he was thought that she was just sort of like just boring and just didn't have a lot of substance to her. And he was not impressed with Trisha Nixon.
Well, and I went to bed last night reading, I believe it was in The Atlantic, or maybe it was Vogue. It doesn't matter, Jason. People surrounding the Prince Charles are not happy with his portrayal in this season. People are pissed. I hate when people say people, but a lot of folks close to Prince Charles and a lot of royal biographers, Laurie and Julia would obviously know more about this, they say the inaccuracies of the season are high.
Oh,
and that
really?
Prince Charles, they are really making him out to be far worse than he really was in reality. And I have to agree, because I am not liking Charles this season. So
I've only three episodes so far. My heart just goes out to, you know, the way Diana is portrayed. But I feel a little guilty watching it. It just kind of feels icky. I don't know, in a way.
We'll be back, everyone. Welcome.
I hear you, Jason.
Hello?
Hi, Jason.
Oh. Hello. What's happening?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Uh-oh. What is happening? We're all here. Everything's fine. I'm fine.
I'm not.
Everything's fine. You're not fine?
I'm not fine. Oh, there we go. I'm hearing. I'm sorry about that.
You're hearing something?
My mic. I did. It sounded weird, but now it's all fixed.
Okay.
It's all fixed. That was very, 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 very odd. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything mountain ranges. I'm Jace. Lex is off. Dawn's here. Kenny's here. You're here. Okay, I have a fun list And simmer down, Simba. This is just a fun list that BuzzFeed has. No reason to get all bothered. Jason, you're not speaking for all gay people.
Oh,
you're right,
boy.
I'm not.
Come on, calm down already.
Thank you. But this is just so fun. I laughed out loud at this art, at this list from BuzzFeed.
This list. It's adorkable.
It is adorkable. Here's the list title, 99 things, and we're not going to go through all 99, but 99 things straight people probably don't know are very gay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I could have used this a long time ago.
Yeah, I thought this could be a fun education. These are things that you have no idea, my darling straight people, that are very much loved in gay culture. So,
all right, we're going to see how...
Yeah.
Okay.
How hip I am.
I got to tell you, this list, I was laughing because stereotypes exist for a reason sometimes. And some of these things, I'm like, oh, hell yes. This is very gay. So here we go. Very, very gay. Okay, here we go. Number one, Laura Dern. Loved. Loved. We own her.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't say own. We adore her. We claim her. That's right. We claim her as our own.
Okay.
We love Laura Dern.
Is there a particular reason?
I'm going to keep score here. No,
we just
didn't.
She's
know.
One of those strong women, Dawn.
Okay.
That yeah. That historically, gay men love a good, strong woman. And Laura Dern's one of them. And her roles, too. Blue Velvet. I mean, anyway. Next, walking fast.
I did know that. Yes,
yeah,
you do.
The gays, we walk very fast.
Yes.
Next, talking about going to the gym. Oh, yes!
I knew that.
Next,
okay.
Talking about not going to the gym. Yes, we do that too.
I didn't know that. I thought that was only me.
Jeez. Okay.
Next. And this was a big one, iced coffee.
It's
the official beverage of headquarters.
Oh,
it really is.
Gosh.
If you go to headquarters, yes, if you go to headquarters in Apple Valley, Golden Valley, that's where our headquarters is now.
Yeah.
If you go to the Hall of Justice for Gays, we only serve iced coffee.
Okay.
If there is a gay on Instagram, chances are they are drinking iced coffee.
They're holding iced coffee.
There's a lot of women in my life that like that, and then you. So I didn't know that. So now it's 3-2 on my scorecard.
Yep.
Didn't know winning.
Vodka sodas.
Is it really on the list?
Yes. It's number 9.
I'm not kidding.
It's number 9 on this list. Number 10, tank tops. Number 11 is the companion. Wearing a tank top when you shouldn't be wearing a tank top because it's weather inappropriate. And yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. My people will wear tank tops.
Oh,
just to show off, your arms. We will wear tank tops. If we were on the Titanic and it was sinking, we would not wear a coat. We would wear a tank top so everyone could see. Because then you have to go back to 4 and 5. We want you to see how often we're going to the gym. So go see 4 and 5 for that one. Next, getting drunk at brunch and then taking a nap from 3 to 6.
Wow.
But that's not just, I think that's all of us, isn't it? You can't claim that as your own.
No, we are.
Day drinking is awesome. That's the best thing ever. But I'm gonna score that.
No, I'm sorry, straight people. You guys have a lot. We own brunch.
Marking that as a didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, I just FYI, and all of my people listening, y'all are nodding your head. You're going, y'all straight. You straight people, you have a lot of things. We own brunch, and I'm sorry, you can't have it back.
Okay.
Next, most dogs. Yes, we claim most dogs, especially French bulldogs. Any stylish dog we claim. This is only for a certain section of gays. Wearing straight brim hats backwards. Now, straight men.
That's a,
Bros wear straight brim hats the right way. We wear them backwards.
Okay.
Yes. And I have to be careful. I would say a D-bags, but I have Quinn, Q, wears straight brim hats, and he's not a D-bag. But yes, gays wear them backwards. So.
I am not going to change my stance no matter what. I think wearing your hat backward, no matter who you are or where you're from, is just the most wrong thing ever. Turn your hat around. There, I got it off my chest.
Yeah.
May I be, because we are doing a gay list, so it's only appropriate that I'm shady. Can I be, should I give you a blind, should I be, do a blind item shady right here? Do you want me to drop one?
Yes.
There is, this person's no longer in our market, but there was what we call an A-gay that wore, that always had his hat backwards in every picture he ever posted on Instagram, whether this person was at the gym, thinking about going to the gym, always wore a hat backwards, always, and gives the same face in every picture. I won't name any names.
Oh, shade.
I don't really care for this person. Has the personality of a Looney Tunes anvil. But anyway.
Okay, great. Good to know. All right.
Acme anvil.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. We're doing a list from BuzzFeed. 99 things straight people probably don't know are in gay culture. Next, Animal Crossing. Absolutely.
Come on.
Yep.
Oh.
Sorry. Wendy Williams. Yes, we like Wendy. Naming your dog Finn. We have certain names we name our dogs. Finn. Yeah. Let's see here. Talking about drinking water, but never actually drinking water.
That's hilarious.
That's one of my favorites, actually.
Oh, Lord.
Let's see here. We like charcuterie boards. I don't know if you guys knew. That's very, very gay. Sourdough bread. Steve Bradley Trainer. Just saying. He's a walking example of our love of sourdough bread.
I think we love gay, hummus. You guys.
What?
On this list, I feel like I could be gay.
Well, seriously. Pinot Grigio and Rosé, we own those.
Right. Okay.
Yes. And with that, here's a combo one. Number 59, middle-aged women who love wine. The gays love middle-aged women who love wine.
Okay.
Yes. Let's see here. Palm Springs, we own Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. We do. Let's see here. That's dumb. The nuns from Sister Act. We claim them.
Okay. Yes.
Somebody has to, Jason.
We love them.
You can have them.
Yeah. Talking about CrossFit. We own that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And finally, our number one snack food, Bugles. We love a bag of Bugles.
Really?
Yes.
Bugles are gay. A gay snack.
I love Bugles. Mm-hmm. I can't get enough Bugles.
Kenny,
so there's just
what
a
are you,
few of the 99
gay
things.
Now? I mean, you
well,
want
you tell me.
Day drinking, brunch.
I'm under, I kept score, didn't know, 19, knew, 5. There's only 5 of them I know, so I'm not as enlightened as I thought I was.
Okay.
The
so
whole Bugle thing is floored. The Bugle thing has floored me. I had no idea.
We love Bugles. We love the Bugles. 8:43. You can see this list on BuzzFeed. Hey, guys, we're going to take a break. Before we do, though, do not forget War of the Worlds is coming to Channel 45. You can watch it on Saturday, November 21st at 8 p.m. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this. This list. I played that. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Can I just tell you, let me pull the curtain back a little bit. So, my talkers, I'm at home, my final day of quarantining. And then tomorrow, I could have left days ago, but I'm going to Louisiana to get the remaining items for my mom. Anywho, doodly, I'm in my home studio. I'm in a setup very similar to Kenny. I tell you all of this, not to bore you to tears, but the sound effects computer that I normally have at Fox, I have it on a laptop here, and it's done by not a mouse, but a trackpad, and it's incredibly sensitive. So if if I even barely touch or move my thumb or finger, it plays a sound effect. So that's why sometimes I'm still getting used to it. I'm now used to it, and this was the last day I'm going to be using it. So, because hopefully I'll be back at Fox on Monday. But anyway, that's why that happened. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. Lex is off today. I'm Jace with Kenny and Dawn. Steph Hansen will be joining us tomorrow, filling in for us, because Alexis is gone as well, because she has 400 vacation days to use. And I got to see, speaking of that, let me look here. This is the good thing about me having this computer right here. Let me see. We had Amy B. Arthur made these funny countdown sound effects for Alexis's vacation days. Oh, we still have it. Okay, I'm going to play some of these.
I remember this. Oh,
this is... Amy made these for us, so listen to this.
This is Alexis vacation day number 4,546.
So she's notorious for leaving them to the end?
Yep. She always. I mean, she's always... And
this year's been super weird, though. I mean,
this year, yeah.
Yeah, she had maternity leave, and then she came back for literally 1 week, and then the pandemic happened, so she had to be... home.
Yeah, here's another one.
This is Alexis vacation day number 4,547.
So we would run that at the beginning of each day that Lex wasn't here. Oh, yeah, that year. Oh, gosh. That was a meeting, man, when B. Arthur called us in. She obviously talked to Alexis first because it was her vacation days. But B. Arthur calls us in together, and I'm like, oh, crap, what did we do? You know, what? Why is she calling us into the office? And B goes, so I just talked to Alexis. And, you know, and then when the boss frames it like that, then I got really scared. I'm like, what did you just talk to Alexis about? She was, Alexis has like 8 weeks of vacation that she has to use. And when I say 8 weeks, I have to tell you, my talkers, I'm not that far off. I believe it was a good 4 to 5 weeks that she had to use. And we were like this. We were in November. So Lex was basically gone. Lex was basically gone for like a month. And then the policy, Lex doing that, I think, had HR change the vacation policy. Because then the next year, the whole structure changed.
Oh, my and I gosh.
Think, yeah, I think we could call that the Alexis Thompson addendum sure. to the sick day or the vacation day constitution.
Oh, my God.
Because that was a nightmare. It was so funny. That was early on in our time together. So, anyway. Yep, she'll be back. Is she back Monday, Dawn?
She is, yeah. She's back Monday. And, I'd have to check. Definitely Monday and Tuesday, which I'm just... send an email.
It's Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah,
I'm gone Wednesday, so...
You're gone, yeah.
Wednesday through Friday. We're all gone Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Oh,
God, I can't believe Thanksgiving. Again, it's just like Halloween and every other holiday this wacky year. It just doesn't seem like Thanksgiving, you know? And it's obviously going to be different this year. But, yeah, it kind of snuck up on me. I'm like, wow, it's next week.
Yeah.
It's going to be very odd. Very, very, very odd. But, oh, well. And on that note, it's a good way to end the show today. We'll end how we began. If you're thinking of ways with the shutdown now, if you're thinking of ways to try to help a local restaurant that you love, the best way you can do it is order maybe a side dish or three from a local restaurant. It's a really good way to keep the money coming in to pay their employees. So, you know, if you're having, you know, a meal for just your immediate family, maybe order a side or something from a restaurant that you love, because now they're all, you know, obviously with the pause, with the 4 week shutdown, the restaurants have to go to takeout. So that's just a really easy way next week. to really help out some of these people and keep their payroll going for the month that they're going to be closed down when this is really the busiest week for them. We're getting into the busiest season for the restaurant industry, so which is another little sucker punch added to this the shutdown, the timing of it all. So do what you can and order what you can, not just this week, but for the next 4 weeks. And, you know, and then hopefully these restaurants will be here with us on the other side. So thank you. Thank you in advance to from all the people that I know in the restaurant business. They're really hurting right now. So we saw some servers yesterday and they were like, oh no, it's like March and April all over again. So anyway, so thanks guys. And if you want to read a great article about this, speaking of Stephanie March wrote a great article called The Feast of 2020. And you can see that on mspmag.com. It's by our friend Stephanie March from The Weekly Dish. And she talks about gratitude and what Thanksgiving this year really means. So you can find that at mspmag.com. Hey, guys, that's going to do it for us today. If you're listening and you're a kid out there that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Dawn?
That's right. You be you, no matter what anybody says. And we will see you on Monday. Bye, friends.
Beautiful day. Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.